Hello everyone, and thank you for joining our talk on deploying eBPF, XDP and AFXDP for Cloud Native. My name is Gary Lucknan. I'm a software engineer on Intel's Cloud Native orchestration team, and I'm joined today by Dave Cremins. Dave is our architect on our team. So our team works on developing and orchestrating Cloud Native features for telco and cloud providers. We mostly work with software called Kubernetes. That's an orchestration engine for containers. So we work to extend the features of Kubernetes, and this is mostly done through plugins called CNIs, device plugins, and another extension model called operators. And we make the hardware features available to Kubernetes. The vast majority of our work is done in open source, so we're heavily involved in those communities. Some of the notable projects that we've worked on will be Multus. Multus is probably the best known project we have, so that's a multi-networking solution. We also have the SRIV CNI in there, SRIV device plugin, and we have other projects geared more towards the resource management stuff, like the CMK. So that's the CPU manager for Kubernetes. So in a lot of cases, we create these projects, then we work with the communities to develop and extend them. And then as the projects mature, we're now starting to see these projects. We're handing them over to the communities. So that means moving them out from under the Intel umbrella into the NPWG. That's the Network Plumbing Working Group. So this is a vendor-neutral community. It's made up of many companies, and it was set up to define the networking standards for container and cloud-native computing. And then even long term, we'd hope to see a lot of these projects actually graduate from the NPWG into the CNCF, the Cloud Native Compute Foundation. So this is the foundation that hosts most of the really important cloud native projects, such as Kubernetes and Docker, and there's many, many more on there. Before we move on to the presentation, I'd like to mention Mariam Tahan. Mariam is a network software architect working in Intel. So we've worked very closely with Mariam over the past year on the stuff we're about to present, and Mariam has also worked on us with us and creating this presentation. So a big thanks to Mariam for everything. So today's agenda, we're mainly going to be talking about a technology called AFXDP and its use in Cloud Native. Many people in a FOSDEM audience are probably aware of AFXDP, but for anyone that's not, I'm going to quickly cover the underlying technologies of eBPF and XDP. Then I'll follow a brief overview of AFXDP. Then I'm going to cover cloud native networking, the requirements for cloud native networking, and why we think AFXDP is a really good fit. Then Dave is going to cover some of the challenges in adapting AFXDP into a container environment, and some of the solutions we're proposing to address these challenges. Finally, we'll finish off with a brief conclusion and open the floor to some questions. So eBPF. So before eBPF, there was just BPF, which is the Berkeley Packet Filter. This filter was introduced to the Linux kernel as a network tap and packet filter. The primary use case for this was for network monitoring software, things like TCP dump. So it was designed to filter packets based on matching specific rules, and these filters are implemented as programs running on a